The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. And it is time now for girls high school basketball from Wayndale. Here's Matt Croy.
And good evening, Highland, the second-ranked team in Division IV, a record of 19-2. They won seven games in a row, taking on the Wayndale Lady Golden Bears with a record of 16-4, and they won three straight. Stay tuned. I'll have a conversation with both head coaches on the pregame show on WKLM.
The President's Day Super Sale is underway, and Millersburg Electric gets savings throughout the store, including lottery specials from GE, Electrolux, and the top-rated Speed Queen line. Or get a 27-cubic-foot GE French door refrigerator for just $1,299. Switch from refrigerator to freezer with the flick of a switch with the Element 17-cubic-foot convertible refrigerator freezer for just $699. Qualify customers get no interest and no down payments until February 2025. Millersburg Electric on State Route 85. 3 South in Millersburg, or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com. Denko Marketing of Millersburg has customers in all 50 states, Canada, and South America. Each day, over 300 shipments of garage door parts are shipped to customers everywhere by Denko Marketing. And while Denko Marketing appreciates this wide and varied market in the country and in the world, the thing they appreciate most is where they are located. Home. That's why they support various community activities and devote as much attention to here as to there. At Denko Marketing, the most important business at hand is the business of home.
Have you heard of Seat Farm Tires yet? We bet your neighbors have. Hi, this is Brad Smucker from Millersburg Tire Service, and we have been selling this premium radial tire for over 6 years now. If you need a good tire that has been proven in the field and on the road at a great price, then Seat is the tire for you. Just remember your ABCs. Always buy Seat. When you want the best, call MTS. Reach us at 330-674-1085, and our experts will give you all the details. Located on the State Route 39 east of Millersburg, celebrating 70 years in the tire business.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com. Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home
Siding Contractors. Stop by Rhodey's IGA for great Valentine's Day specials now through February 14th while supplies last at the Posey Pad Floral Shop. This is Scott Rhodey, and the Posey Pad has everything you need for that someone special. Fresh cut flowers, fresh arrangements, potted plants, candles, candy, plush animals, cards, and so much more with specials you'll adore. We deliver to all of Holmes County, but order early to ensure delivery by Valentine's Day by calling 674-6399. That's 674-6399. Get savings you'll love during the Valentine's Day sale at the Posey Pad Floral Shop inside Rhodey's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Ream Pro partner, with combined knowledge of over 65 years. You know that you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Ream and all types of other furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call today, 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Alongside Wayndale Lady Golden Bears head basketball coach, that is Rick Geiser. Record of 16-4 this season and 10-2 in the Wayne County Athletic League. And Rick was talking about the Wayne County Athletic League. You'll get once again another strong conference and really a great battle all season long with all the teams.
Yeah, the Wayne County League is never going to be easy. I think there's a lot of talent in the league, and from playing the likes of Chippewa and Smithville and Norway, and down the road, Dalton's got a solid young crew. I mean, we just keep getting tested every night out. So it's a great league to play in. It's a great league to get you ready for the tournament. And, you know, we got a really tough week this week with Highland and Chippewa here at home. And so we're really glad that we get ourselves tested this week.
I say, Rick, that's the way you like it, right? You want to have these tough tests going into the postseason play.
Yes, and we built up our schedule this year. It's the toughest schedule that a Wayndale girls basketball team's probably ever played to get us ready for the tournament. So, you know, I think we've been battle-tested a little bit this year. And now we just got to keep working on being a little more consistent with everything that we do.
Always the battles you talked about, taking on Highland. What stands out to you about this year's Highland team you're taking on?
Well, they have a veteran crew. They got Ashley, obviously, at the point and just controls everything. Mallory and Joplin can really score it. And then they got shooters around them as well that play really hard. Brady does a great job coaching them, and they're detailed with everything, and they're going to be prepared. So it's a great test. Now, we purposely have this game be before we go in the tournament to have both of us get tested and see where we're at.
And Rick, with all the offense on both sides, both teams seem to really build themselves on that defensive end first, correct?
Yes, we pride ourselves on defense has got to show up every night. Sometimes you're going to make shots. Sometimes you're going to have a rough night there. But if you defend, you always give yourself a chance. So that's where we start.
Aside from those things, Rick, anything else that stands out keys-wise for your team here tonight?
I think, rebounding, limiting their second-chance opportunities, make sure you take care of the ball so that you get those opportunities on the offensive side. Rebounding and turnover differential is usually a big key in these big games.
Rick, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
That's Wayne Doe, Golden Bears head basketball coach, Rick Geiser.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with four great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Alongside Highland Lady Hawks and basketball coach Brady Stable on the road against this Wayndale team, Brady, and really a great way to cap off the regular season.
Yeah, another chance to have a tournament-like atmosphere with a high-level tournament team. Kind of schedule these games this Smithfield towards the end of the season to, kind of use it as a tournament prep. So really excited to get rolling.
You kind of look at these two teams somewhat the mirror images of each other just in terms of they like to play tough schedule through all year, as Wayndale does, as you guys do. A strong emphasis on the defensive end. You know you're going to get that from Wayndale, certainly.
Yeah, absolutely. They get after it. They play super hard. They're very disciplined defensively. And so we're going to have to try to exploit little things tonight. For us offensively, are we able to push the ball and create good shots for each other and still do well on the rebounding side of things like we have all year, but against good disciplined teams like this tonight, it's tough to continue to do that. So hopefully we can.
And Brady, you kind of saw that there a couple of games ago when you took on Smith, the one, and got that close win.
Yeah, absolutely. I felt like our girls battled extremely well. They're a physical team, and it's very easy to kind of back down a little bit from that. And I felt like our girls, battled back, handled that pretty well, and we're still able to play our game.
As well as this team has played, Brady, anything else you're looking from your team here, as you mentioned, this final game before you get into the postseason next week?
Well, with Smithville and Strasburg, we were starting to get some other kids stepping up, some of our role kids doing some new things on the floor, being aggressive with it offensively, but also defensively taking on some new roles. So hopefully we continue to see them kind of step up.
Health-wise, how's the team doing?
Ready to roll.
All right, Brady, well, thanks for your time.
Appreciate it, Matt. Thanks.
That's the voice of Highland Lady Hawks head basketball coach Brady Stable.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low slope roof?
MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Coleman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222. When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Sierra Pacific products are an MRV Siding Supply. Their products will enhance any decor and make any home brighter, more inviting, and more comfortable with wood interior windows in 9 wood species. With 70 exterior colors, whether you're replacing, renovating, remodeling, or rebuilding, they have exactly what you're looking for. From the Sierra Pacific Transcend replacement windows and doors to their Westchester double-hung windows. That's MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg. Or on the web at MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
A season ago in the recenter, Highland defeated Wayndale last year 42-37, a 5-point win for the Lady Hawks in that contest. Wayndale actually jumped out to a 12-3 lead after one, but Highland came back as they kind of chipped away at that deficit. They were down 18-10 at halftime, in fact, to Wayndale. But a big third quarter was the key. Highland outscoring Wayndale 19-6 in the third, and they led 29-24 through three, and each team would trade off 13 points apiece in the fourth, and Highland got the 5-point victory at 42-37 over Wayndale a season ago. In that contest for the two teams, the Highland would connect on 7 of 20 three-pointers for 35%. Wayndale was 4 of 21 for 19%. Highland shot 32% from the floor, while Wayndale shot 36%. Highland also 7 of 13 for the foul line for 54%. Wayndale was 3 of 4 for 75%. And Highland in the game, actually Wayndale out-rebounding Highland by 3, 28-25. However, Wayndale was doubled up on the turnovers. Wayndale had 12 turnovers in the game, just 6 for Highland. And that victory for Highland last year, 42-37. For Highland individually, they were led by Ashley Mullett, who had 19 points, while Mallory Stutzman had 10 points and 6 rebounds. Joplin Yoder had 9 points and 6 boards in the Highland win. For Wayndale in the loss last year, led by Odessa Miller, she had 14 points and 5 rebounds. Alyssa Geiser had 8 points and 4 boards. And McKenna Bainey, 7 points and 5 rebounds last year in Highland's 5-point win over Wayndale in the recenter. Highland, of course, they captured the co-championship last year in the IBC South with Tuskegee Valley, going 11-1 in conference play, and Highland went 16-6 during the regular season. Wayndale finished up as co-champions in the Wayne County Athletic League. Three teams finished up as the top teams in the league. Smithville, Wayndale, Chippewa, all going 12-2 last year. Wayndale went 21-4 during regular season action. Highland, of course, went all the way to the Division IV state semifinals, where they would fall to eventual state champion Tri-Village by the score 51-34. Wayndale, in Division III, they would advance to the district championship, where they would fall to fellow Wayne County Athletic League team Chippewa in that district title game 53-43 in last year's D3 district championship. Stay tuned. We'll have more to come on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomeroy Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomeroy has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomeroy provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomeroyHospital.org.
Hi, I'm Eugene with Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting. We are located in Millersburg, Ohio, and have been serving our community for the past 25 years. When was the last time you thought about having your roof inspected or spouting cleaned? You can find us online at YoderFamilyRoofing.com or by giving us a call or text at 330-695-3000. Again, that's 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
If you own an SUV or light truck, finding the perfect tire just got a whole lot easier. Let Holmes Tire LLC show you what the Yokohama Geolander HT Geo56 can do for your daily drive. Stop by today and fill out a finance application for approval with no credit needed on the Yokohama Geolander HT Geo56. Call Holmes Tire LLC in Millersburg, 330-674-0025, or their other locations in Spencer, 330-648-2401, Mount Vernon, 740-392-1811, and Loudonville, 419-408-3607.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB Advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Hyla comes in as the second-ranked team in Division 4. Their only few losses still coming back in the Classic in the country to two D1 schools. Of course, they fell to Reynoldsburg, 55-46, a 46-39 loss to Olmsted Falls. That's the only losses this year. Hyla has won 1-7 straight entering this game, and a record 19-2 as they'll play the final game of the regular season here tonight. For Wayndale, another outstanding season themselves this year. As for Wayndale, they lost back in their second game of the season as they fell to Hoban, and that was at the Thrill in the DeVille in that tournament there, going down 51-45, a 6-point loss to Hoban. Also a 2-point loss at Chippewa by the score of 50-48. They lost in a close one by just 2 points at Smithville, 36-34. So all losses have been very tight games, and also lost their last loss coming back on January 31st. They fell to Copley at home. Also a 2-point loss there, 48-46. They won 3 straight since then. Wayndale has a record of 16-4. Highland is averaging 59 points per contest as a team. Wayndale averaging 54 a game. And defensively, the Lady Hawks allowing 30.5 points per contest. Wayndale gives up just over 33 points per contest on the defensive end. Highland, of course, captured another IBC South Division title, their 29th consecutive IBC championship. They went unbeaten this year at 12-0, followed by Tuskegee Valley at 10-2, Ridgewood 8-4, Indian Valley and Sandy Valley 5-7. Well, Garaway went 2-10, Claymont 0-12. Stralsburg won the IBC North Division outright, going 12-0. And West Holmes right now clinching at least a share of the OCC championship at 13-1, their 4th straight. And Mansfield Senior has 1 game to go for a chance to share that with West Holmes, or if they would lose, West Holmes will win the conference outright.
And also in the Wayne County Athletic League, it is Chippewa who has clinched the outright Wayne County Athletic League title at 13-0. Wayndale in second place at 10-2, and Smithville just behind them at 10-3. Of course, Wayndale has one more conference game to go against Chippewa on Thursday. They'll determine whether they finish up alone in second place or tied for second with Smithville in the Wayne County Athletic League action. We'll take a break and back some comments from Troy Fritz right after this on the pregame show on WKLM.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church. Others are coaching youth. And some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric. Always here for their members. Always here for their community.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com. A single-family home located at 10229 Township Road 67 in Kilbuck is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $850,000. This property was built in 2002 and has four bedrooms and two full and two partial baths with 4,912 square feet. Located in the West Holmes Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Jamie Miller at 330-852-4111 or check it out at Kaufman Realty.
Fiker Concrete, located on County Road 189 between Benton and Holmesville, specializes in ready-mix concrete and state-approved limestone, sand, and gravel. All mix styles are available, and you can count on fast, dependable delivery and competitive prices. Fiker Concrete has served Holmes and surrounding counties for over 75 years. Call Fiker Concrete today for all your concrete needs at 674-0038. Remember, for quality concrete, it's Fikert Concrete.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with four great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Millersburg Electric has been serving the area since 1945 with quality sales and service of home appliances. And now, during the President's Day Super Sale, get selected savings throughout the store. Hi, this is Carrie Taylor, and as a member of one of the nation's largest appliance buying groups, we offer inventory levels and pricing equal or better than all of those larger stores. With over 250 items on display and thousands available, let our experienced staff show you the latest in kitchen appliances, laundry products, freezers, and more. Visit us on State Route 83 South in Millersburg or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Highland's first sectional tournament game will be on Wednesday, February 21st, 7 o'clock at Highland is the top seed. They'll play host to the 17-seed TCC. Wayndale, their first tournament game will be on the exact same night on the 21st at 7 o'clock. They'll be the 6th seed and playing host to the 42-seed Beachwood in Division 3. Back right alongside Troy Fritz for tonight's broadcast, and this should be a classic girls' high school basketball matchup at Wayndale tonight.
We've been talking about this one for a week, Matt. We've had this one circled for a while, and this has got all the feels of tournament time still in the regular season. This is going to be a good one.
This has kind of dealt with a little bit of a rivalry here, you think, over the years, because every year it seems like this game's on the schedule and both teams want to play each other, especially late in the year.
I think that's a good point. This has become kind of a friendly rivalry because both teams, obviously we know Highland plays at a high level. Wayndale is building a strong program over here. They've been there for the last several years, so these two teams like to get together, mix it up, and see who they are.
And perfect for Highland, their final game of the regular season before postseason. Wayndale has this game. They have Chippewa on Thursday, so you can really
pick up more better games here to get you ready for a postseason play.
You know, both teams are getting what they want with that tough matchup going into tournament time. There's a double-edged sword. You want to play good teams, but you got to come out of these games healthy because tournament time's right around the corner. We saw Highland and Smithville last week. That was a physical ball game. So we're going to expect to see more of that tonight. So we're going to see a good hard game here tonight. Should be a great one, Matt.
Highland's played outstanding basketball for Wayndale. All their losses, just a nip and tuck, two-point losses here. So I'm sure they'd like to get that marquee win as well.
Well, they have. They got to feel a little bit snake bit. You read off all those two-point losses. So, you know, Wayndale's an extremely good basketball team. Again, to your point, they play a tough schedule. They've loaded up. So, you know what? Throw the records out the window. These teams have loaded up this year because of the new RPI system. They're doing it the right way, and it sets the stage for great high school basketball.
We'll see what happens. Troy Fritz will be back around with tonight's starting lineups. Then the opening tip on WKLM.
Sugar Valley Meats is an old-fashioned butcher shop offering a complete line of fresh cuts of beef and pork prepared right on site. Sugar Valley Meats has specials for the big game starting February 5th through the 17th on beef fillets for $27.99 per pound, beef strip steaks for $12.99 per pound, boneless pork chops for $3.99 per pound, bratwurst for $3.99 per pound, and Gerber party wings for $2.99 per pound. For great quality service and competitive prices, stop by Sugar Valley Meats today or call 330-852-4423 to place your order.
Great products with local companies in shorter lead times. That's what you're getting when you buy your products at MRB Siding Supply. Most siding manufacturers are owned by large corporations, which means more hoops to jump through that bogs down the process. With all of the Provia products that they offer, MRB Siding Supply has a direct connection with a local company with awesome siding, windows, and doors, giving you what you need when you need it. Support local at MRB Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Middlesbrough or on the web at MRBsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRB Siding Supply.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Denko Marketing of Millersburg reminds you that a properly working and maintained garage door is critical to safety. Door springs, bottom brackets, cables, and supports are under extreme tension and can cause serious injury if dealt with improperly. That's why your local garage door dealer is the one to trust. His professional expertise keeps your garage door working as it should and puts the job in the right hands. A safety and service tip from Denko Marketing of Millersburg, where the business at hand is the business of home.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rhodey's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pool buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111.
And tonight's starting line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. Now for tonight's starting lineups, here's Troy Fritz.
And thank you very much, Matt. For Highland tonight, the visiting team, they'll go with their 5'6 sophomore guard in Evie Mast, a 5'8" junior guard in Trish Troyer. The 5'10" senior forward is Mallory Stutzman. The 5'8" senior guard, Ashley Mullett. And in the middle for Highland, they'll go with their 5'11" junior forward in Joplin Yoder. And for Wayndale tonight, they'll go with number two. Their 5'7" senior guard is Alyssa Geyser. A 5'7" senior guard, Odessa Miller. A 6-foot senior forward in the middle, that'll be Cheyenne Chupp. A 5'7" senior guard in McKenna Bainey. And their 5'7" sophomore guard is Kylie Geyser for Wayndale.
And Highland a record of 19-2. They're coached by Brady Stable in his second season. Wayndale a record of 16-4, coached by Rick Geyser in his sixth year. And the starting line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. They have experts in collision repair and paint jobs. We'll have your car looking brand new. They'll even help with up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call, 674-1483. Matt Coy alongside Troy Fritz and Michael Hammond. Back at WKLM Sports Central. Glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. We're also video live streaming tonight's contest on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of our partnership with Claxton Communications. Casey Claxton is producing tonight's live stream covers. Sean Troyer working the cameras. You can go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio, and find the live stream coverage for tonight's contest. And Troy, packed crowd, it's loud. Just what it should be for a game like this.
Well, it is. This is exactly the type of atmosphere you're looking for. And we got a couple good matchups tonight here. You want to watch on the floor tonight. Watch Ashley Mullett. Watch Adissa Miller from Wayndale. For Highland, you watch Joplin Yoder. For Wayndale, take a look at Cheyenne Chop down underneath. Those are going to be your two battles tonight, and this should be a really good one.
Should be a lot of fun. Wayndale with their home white jerseys, white shorts, and also golden rules in black trim. Highland the road, black jerseys and black shorts, red numerals, and white trim as well. Just about underway for girls high school basketball from Wayndale. And getting set to jump for Highland as per usual. Joplin Yoder is a 5'11 junior. And jumping on the other end for Wayndale, it'll be Cheyenne Chump. She's a 6-foot senior. And there's the whistle. There is the toss. It'll be won by Wayndale going left to right. Pass inside quickly. Wide open Alyssa Geyser. Her layup is going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Ashley Mullett. Highland basketball the other way going right to left. Now Trish Troyer left wing back to Ashley Mullett. Dribbles it back near midcourt to reset the offense. Bounce pass left to the foul line. Joplin Yoder looking. Shovels it out top Ashley Mullett. Mullett. Pass to the corner. Trish Troyer with a three-pointer going to be in and out and no good. Rebound finally grabbed by Odessa Miller. Wayndale basketball in transition back to the corner. Three-pointer goes up in the air going to be no good by Kylie Geyser. Rebound put back is going to be no good by McKenna Bainey. Rebound finally grabbed inside by Evie Mass. Three-pointer left other end going to be no good by Stutzman. Chased down by Joplin Yoder for the board. Highland ball. Down to Ashley Mullett along the baseline. Right wing Joplin Yoder. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Stutzman. Here pass thrown away, though. She tried to save it. Those are in the hands of McKenna Bainey. Bainey on the other side for Wayndale. Pass goes left wing. Now the Geyser high on the left side. That's Kylie Geyser. Scoreless game so far. 1 minute into the first quarter. Back in the right wing goes the Cheyenne Chop. Holds onto it. Now dribbles it out top. Her pass goes to Alyssa Geyser. Jab step. Picks it up on the left point. Back in the corner, a grab by Kylie Geyser. Takes it to the baseline. Cross-court pass right side to Destin Miller. Her three-pointer going to be in and out. No good. Rebound to the four is going to be saved by Joplin. No. Goes out of bounds, and Wayndale will keep the basketball. A lot of action, Troy, so far, but no points.
Do you need to take a breather there, Matt?
Lady Golden Bears will have it. But they throw him backboard. Scoreless game. Alyssa Geyser lobs it right to the foul line. The Cheyenne Chop. On the left wing, back to Alyssa Geyser. Lobs it inside. Grabbed by Bainey. Shot off the glass. No good by McKenna Bainey, but she will draw the foul.
Yeah, good job by McKenna Bainey. She felt the defender moving on her hip and got her to commit the foul.
Evie Mass got that foul. So at the foul line, McKenna Bainey, 5'7 senior, averaging 9 points per game and 4 rebounds per contest. 65% free throw shooter. Free throw up by Bainey is going to be at the back of the rim. No good, and we're still scoreless. Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Village Motors. Michael Hammond reporting all the area basketball scores for you all related to midnight, and that second free throw no good. Rebound, however, chased down by Alyssa Geyser, and Wayndale still has the basketball. Three-pointer by Geyser for the quarter, going to be knocked down, and we break that scoreless tie. Wayndale up 3-0.
Yeah, that's what Alyssa does very well. You don't want to leave her open. And we got a twisted up net down there. They'll stop play real quick.
So Highland will have the basketball down 3-0. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies Player of the Game. Six Bunnies, your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixbunnies.com. Six Bunnies, where quality and service never grew out of style. Highland has the basketball. Ashley Mullen out top. Drive, lane, layup off the glass and good.
Yeah, displaying some of that quickness.
Highland's on the board for the first time, down 3-2. 6 minutes to play, first quarter. Wayndale has the basketball. Here's Kylie Geiser across the timeline. Dribbles the left point, picks it up, passes inside. Under the basket, the Bainey. Her layup is going to be good.
Nice look inside. Bainey did a good job posting up on the left block.
Her first two, long pass in there, and Trish Troyer. Back out top. Ashley Mullet to Stutzman. Head fake, drive, lane. Out top of the drive by Macy Mullet. In the game now for Highland. Dump pass to Habiger. Left corner, Macy Mullet. Her three-pointer is going to be knocked down.
Got the assist from Ashley.
The freshman ties it up at five apiece. Wayndale basketball, 5.5 to play first quarter. Here's Kylie Geiser, dribbles it, kicks it out top now. Over to Georgia Persinger in the game now for the Golden Bears. Dessa Miller now drive by Kylie Geiser on the right wing. Kicks it to the baseline. Cross-court pass left side, Alyssa Geiser. Left point to Dessa Miller. Dribbles it, back to the right side. Kylie Geiser holds onto it, tied up at 5. Picks it up, bounce pass left point now to McKenna Bainey. On the right point in the hands of Georgia Persinger. Dribbles between the circles now. Her pass to the left wing, received again by Kylie Geiser. Pass inside, cutting Alyssa Geiser out of bounds. That will be a turnover in the first on Wayndale.
Good patience there by Wayndale. They got the play they were looking for, just missed the pass to the post.
Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle. Let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. On State Route 83 in Millersburg. Highland basketball. Here's Joplin Yoder. Drive, lane, layup off the glass and good.
That's a good, strong move by Joplin.
Highland has their first lead now at 7-5 after that Joplin Yoder bucket. Wayndale basketball. Kylie Geiser dribbles it left of the foul line. Kicks it back to the corner to Edessa Miller. Through the hands of the pass now of Cheyenne Shop. Grab near that midcourt line somehow by Alyssa Geiser, who saves it. She'll dribble it out top. Back in the left wing, Kylie Geiser, three-pointers high in the air, going to be off the mark. Rebound to the four. She's down again by Adissa Miller. She goes down, and hopefully she'll be all right, as she was ran into by a diving Evie Mast. It may have got part of her ankle. So we'll have to attend to the injured player with 4:20 to play first quarter, 7-5 Highland. We'll take this injury timeout on WKLM.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes in surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Stop by Rhodey's IGA for great Valentine's Day specials now through February 14th while supplies last at the Posey Pad Floral Shop. This is Scott Rhodey, and the Posey Pad has everything you need for that someone special. Fresh cut flowers, fresh arrangements, potted plants, candles, candy, plush animals, cards, and so much more with specials you'll adore. We deliver to all of Holmes County, but order early to ensure delivery by Valentine's Day by calling 674-6399. That's 674-6399. Get savings you'll love during the Valentine's Day sale at the Posey Pad Floral Shop inside Rhodey's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
At Mack Oilfield Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oilfield Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oilfield Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Hadessa Miller, the injured player. Of course, one of those plays, Troy, just kind of with a bang-bang play here, kind of caught underneath there on a diving ball, loose ball situation here, and able to get carried off to the locker room, so you hate to see that situation.
Well, absolutely. Hadessa, I mean, she scored her 1,000th point this year for Wayndale. Just a tremendous ball player, and we will pray that she's okay.
And it'll be Wayndale basketball as we resume action here. And with it will be Kylie Geiser to inbound midway into the front court for the Golden Bears. Shovels it out top, goes to Cheyenne Chubb. Dribbles it, picks it up. She gets called for traveling. It'll be the second Wayndale turnover.
Good help side defensive rotation there by Highland.
Lady Hawks will have it and a 7-5 advantage. Inbounded by Ellie Haberger, goes to Ashley Mullet, who will cross the timeline. Pass left wing goes to Macy Mullet. Dribbles it out top now to Stutzman, back to Ashley Mullet near the center circle. Dribbles it right wing. Left point now to Stutzman. Dribbles it into the corner to Macy Mullet. Thought about it. Now dribbles it left wing. Juggled it and gets called for traveling. Kind of got caught in between the second Highland turnover.
Yeah, she did. The defender stepped in her passing lane as well, made her turn it over.
Wayndale basketball down by a pair. Midway point of the first quarter. Kylie Geiser, the sophomore across the timeline, dribbles it right wing. The handoff goes to a senior Alyssa Geiser. And the left point back to Bainey. Right wing back to Alyssa Geiser. Geiser holds onto it. Shovels a cross-court pass to Persinger on the left side. Backs it up near midcourt. Picks it up. Back in the left wing. Received now by Kylie Geiser. Dribbles it back near the midcourt line. Picks it up. Fast pass out top to Alyssa Geiser. Dribbles it to the foul line. Backs it up. The handoff goes to Bainey on high on the left. Bainey dribbles it out top. The handoff down to Cheyenne Chubb. Left wing goes to Kylie Geiser. Dribbles it to the baseline. Back in the corner goes to Alyssa Geiser. Dribbles to left wing. Mass pass right side off the hands of Cheyenne Chubb. She'll grab it, though, off the bounce. Spins around to the baseline. Juggles it again. Picks it up. Cross-court pass goes to Persinger. Her three-pointer's going to be knocked down.
Good job by Persinger. Stepped right into it.
Her first points in. Back to a Wayndale advantage at 8-7. Highland basketball. Pass inside Joplin Yoder. Back in the corner goes to Macy Mullet. Three-pointer's up there. Going to be knocked down again by the freshman.
Boy, she looks like she's got her shot working tonight.
Her second three-pointer, 6 points for Macy Mullet. Highland back in the lead at 10-8. Third lead change to the quarter. Wayndale basketball. Kylie Geiser out top. Dribbles it to the foul line. Drive, lane. Buffy layup off the glass and good.
That's a great take by the sophomore.
Her first two were tied up again at 10 apiece. Long pass to the front court to Stutzman. Saves it to Joplin Yoder. Now to Ashley Mullet on the left wing. Inside to Mallory Stutzman. Backs it in out top to Ashley Mullen. Her three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound to the four will be corralled by Alyssa Geiser. Tied up at 10, Wayndale has it. 2:18 to play in the first. Kylie Geiser, crossover. Pass the corner, knocked out of bounds by Mallory Stutzman. It'll stay with Wayndale. Is now in will be Trish Troyer. And short place, Ellie Haberger. 2:14 to play in the first. 10-10 ball game, two ties and three lead changes in this first quarter of action. Kylie Geiser to inbound. Does so out top to Alyssa Geiser. On the right wing, back to McKenna Bainey. Looking now, dribbles it out top. Bainey to the foul line, drive. Her shot off the glass, no good. Rebound, knocked to the floor. And dove after. Finally going to be grabbed in a rebound and timeout for McKenna Bainey. For Wayndale, 1:58 to play in the first, tied at 10. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
reminder, this game is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxon communication team of Casey Claxon and Sean Troyer. That's on YouTube for the video live stream coverage. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Michael Hammond back at WKLM Sports Central. McCoy alongside Troy Fritz for the broadcast. Here's a drive by Bainey. Drive, runner off the last. Good and a foul. McKenna Bainey out of the timeout and a chance for a three-point play for the Golden Bears.
Well, good job by McKenna taking that ball hard to the hole, but she set that up getting her own offensive rebound for that timeout. Bainey's been very active early for Wayndale.
No doubt about it. 13 foul Highland, first personal on Mallory Stutzman. Bainey has 4 points and a chance for a three-point play. And Wayndale back in the lead at 12-10.
They brought Tiana Mast into the ballgame now as well.
That free throw is up, going to be off the mark. Rebound goes to Stutzman. Highland ball down by a pair. Ashley Mullet to the front court, calls out the play. 1:45 to play in the first quarter. Now to Macy Miller for Highland. On the left wing goes to Trish Troyer. Back out top to Ashley Mullet. Her three-pointers going to be up in the air, going to be knocked down.
Wow, such a quick release.
5 points, Ashley Mullet, her first three-pointer. Highland back in the lead now at 13-12. The fifth lead change now of the quarter. Wayndale basketball. Here's Kylie Geiser, right wing. Out top goes to Cheyenne Chubb. Left wing now, back in the far side. The dribble by Tiana Mast, the 5'6 junior. Out top Bainey. Her three-pointer's up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound chased down by Ashley Mullet. Ball pass goes to Sitzman for Highland. Her three-pointer left wing going to be off the mark. Rebound grabbed, however, by Trish Troyer. She's knocked to the floor and actually gets called for traveling. And that'll be the third turnover on Highland, and Brady Stabaugh wants an explanation on that.
Kind of thought she got knocked to the floor there with no call.
Wayneo basketball down by one. 1 minute to play in the first quarter. And here's Kylie Geiser to the front court working against Trish Troyer. Crossover spins around out top. Cheyenne Chubb's pass goes right side to Alyssa Geiser. Bobs it out top, goes to Kylie Geiser. Dribbles the left wing, backs it up. Three-pointer by Kylie Geiser. High in the air, going to be knocked down.
Kylie Geiser, nice-looking sophomore.
The step-back three. 15-13, Wayndale. Drive to the baseline by Ashley Mullet. She will draw the foul. Blocking foul, I believe, called on Georgia Persinger. First foul on Wayndale, called in the quarter. So Highland basketball, 38 seconds to play in the first as Macy Mullet back in, Joplin Yoder in, Macy Miller in, Ellie Hamburger will have a seat. Also, McKinnon Beeney will check out for Wayndale, in is Brooke Compston, the 5'10 sophomore. Embedded under the back of Gooch to Joplin Yoder. Her layup going to be no good, but she drew a foul on Cheyenne Chupp. Second team foul, Wayndale. Chupp has her first.
Yeah, that's a nice set play out of that timeout. And Ashley Mullet just put the ball to a spot, and Joplin went and got it. That's well executed.
And Joplin at the foul line. As a result, she has 2 points so far in this first quarter. 5'11 junior, averaging 12 points per game. Free throw going to bounce in. And now checking in going to be Audrey Troyer, 5'4 freshman, and replacing Brooke Compston. Joplin Yoder has 3 points so far, has one more free throw to go. 36 seconds to play in the first. Officials saying there should be two team fouls for Wayndale instead of one. And now they got that corrected. Now the second free throw for Joplin Yoder. Lines it up, and it's going to be no good. Rebound to the floor. Grabbed by Cheyenne Chubb. Golden Bears basketball. Here's Alyssa Geiser with it. And her pass goes far side across the timeline to Kylie Geiser. 15-14 Wayndale. Persinger has it near the midcourt line. Bounce pass to Alyssa Geiser on the right point. Near side pass goes to Cheyenne Chubb. Dribbles it around the perimeter. 17 seconds. Now to Mass. Near side of the pass. Received by Kylie Geiser. Dribbles the right wing. 10 seconds. Down to Alyssa Geiser out top. Dribbles it. Three-pointer by Alyssa Geiser up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound goes to Joplin Yoder. 4 seconds. Ashley Mullet across midcourt. Her three-pointer's high in the air. Going to be knocked down at the buzzer.
Wow.
How about that to a close of the first? Highland 17, Wayndale 15 after one. Don't go away right here on WKLM.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low slope roof? MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you.
They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MBB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at mbbsystems.com. MBB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
Everyone knows that Millersburg Tire Service sells a lot of farm tires like BKT, Seat, Firestone, Michelin, Titan, Galaxy, D-Stone, and Alliance. Hi, this is Brad Smucker from Millersburg Tire Service, and we also sold over 10,000 heavy-duty truck tires last year in 29 different brands. We can mount them in our truck bay, or we can drop them off. If it runs on tires, Millersburg Tire Service has it, or we can get it from the many suppliers that we have available. Plus, we sell tires in Ohio and all the surrounding states. When you want the best, call Millersburg Tire Service at 330-674-1085 and talk to one of our knowledgeable sales staff, celebrating our 70th year in the tire business.
First quarter numbers courtesy of Troy France, where Hyla was 4-7 on three-point tries, including that dagger at the end of the quarter by Ashley Mullen. 62% shooting. Wayne Dale 3-8 for 37%. All ready for the second quarter. Highland has the basketball first. Pass by Stutzman inside the Joplin Yoder. Her shot up in the air off the glass and good.
That was a nice move.
5 points, Joplin Yoder. Highland now a 19-15 advantage early in the second. And with it in the front court, Kylie Geiser for Wayne Dale. Gets the hand off to Alyssa Geiser. Right point now, the Georgia person here. Left to the foul line, Cheyenne Chubb. Backs it in. Picks it up, her dribble. Chubb shovels it out top to Alyssa Geiser. Jab step. Directing traffic, Alyssa Geiser against Ashley Miller. Dribbles the right wing. Dry lane. Who's trashing in there. And a charge is called. Natalie Sussman drawing that charge.
Now we got set. Close your eye because she saw that one coming from a long ways away. What a collision.
Also in the first quarter, Highland 3 for 3 from two-point range. Wayndale 3 of 6 for 50%. Highland 1 of 2 for the foul line. Wayndale 0 for 4. Each team had 7 rebounds in the first. 3 turnovers for Highland, 2 for Wayndale in that first quarter of action. Highland has the basketball in the second and going to be a travel called on Edie Mass down top. And that'll be the fourth Highland turnover.
Yeah, Wayndale's turned up their defensive pressure a little bit up top.
Just into the second, 19-15 Wayndale. They had the ball. Kylie Geiser now dribbles it across the timeline, guarded by Evie Mast. Crossover to the foul line. Dry pass goes to the corner now to McKenna Bainey. Bainey holds onto it, guarded by Stutzman. Shovels the left wing back to Kylie Geiser. Back at the right point, into the hands of Cheyenne Chubb. The six-foot senior gets a bounce pass out top to McKenna Bainey now. On the left wing, Alyssa Geiser. Eyes are looking. Bounce pass to Bainey on the left point. Back to her basket. Bainey gets the handoff. Now to Alyssa Geiser. She'll pick it up. Finds Kylie Geiser high on the right. Back out top to Cheyenne Chump as Highland White closing off that lane inside.
They're doing a great job closing that down.
Kylie Geiser top of the key. She'll find Alyssa inside Cheyenne Chump. Her shot left hand is good.
Yeah, good patience here. It took Chump a while to get position. When they did, they found her.
Her first two, that basket over top of Joplin Yoder, 19-17 Highland. They had the ball. Evie Mass to the corner, dribbles it for Highland. On the right wing, Ashley Mullet. The Stutzman out top. Left wing, Joplin Yoder. Drive to the foul line, to the lane. Her layup off the glass, and good again.
Another quick take by Joplin.
She has 7-4 in the quarter. 21-17 Lady Hawks. Wayndale ball. Here's Kylie Geiser to the front court. Crossover to the foul line. Into the corner goes to Bainey. Bainey to the baseline. Her layup off the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound. Under the basket. Put back. No good again. Rebound tipped to the hands of Stutzman. Highland ball in transition to Ashley Mullen. Layup is going to be good with the left hand. Ashley Mullen outrunning the defense. She has 10. 23-17 Highland. Wayndale basketball. Here's Kylie Geiser to the front court. She'll find Persinger. Into the corner to McKenna Bainey. Directing traffic. Out top to Alyssa Geiser. Dribbles the left wing. Crossover to the corner. Back in the far side. Three-pointer high in the air by Kylie Geiser. In and out and no good. Rebound put back by Cheyenne Chubb. However, is going
to
be good.
Yeah, Chubb starting to feel it inside.
Back-to-back baskets for her. She has four. 23-19 Highland. Lady Hawks basketball. 5 minutes to play in the half. Joplin Yoder dribbles the left wing. Picks it up. Yoder lobs it. And try to find her teammate, Chris Troyer. Good tonight. Defense calls as a travel.
Yeah, Wayndale is doing an outstanding job on the defense on the perimeter out there, Matt.
And the fifth turnover on Highland as well. As we say that, and again, stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by Village Motors. Michael Hammond reporting in all the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Wayndale basketball. Here's the dribble down to the right wing by Audrey Troyer.
Back in the left side to Georgia Persinger. She'll find Alyssa Geiser out top. Geiser dribbles the right wing. Down to the corner, gets the hand up. Back to Audrey Troyer. Takes it right side. Knocked loose. She'll grab it again. Dribbles it out top. Gets a pass off near side to Alyssa Geiser. Top of the key to McKinnon Bainey, who surveys it. Left wing to Georgia Persinger. Pass left to the foul line. Goes to Bainey. Drive. Lane. Laney. Layup is going to be good. And it looked like Stutzman got popped in the mouth on that drive. And a bucket for Bainey on that process. And Wayndale down by a pair.
Yeah, Bainey playing really well at her 6 points. She's got three offensive boards tonight as well. She's playing extremely hard.
So Stutzman may check out. She will indeed check out. Joplin Yoder is in. Trish Troyer also in for Evie Mass for the Lady Hawks.
Yeah, Mal's a tough girl. A little pop in the nose won't keep her out long.
No doubt. 23-21 Highland, they have the ball. Into the front court goes to Trish Troyer. Right post to Joplin Yoder. Her shot off the last and good.
Yeah, good job by Joplin getting position inside.
Six of the quarter for her. She is nine for the half. And Highland up 25-21. Wayndale basketball. Out top, Kylie Geiser. Now to the foul line. Geiser's pass to the quarter goes off the leg of Bainey and out of bounds. That'll be the third Wayndale turnover.
And Wayndale's done a good job taking care of the basketball with this Highland pressure early in the game.
Persinger now checking in for Wayndale, replacing Brooke Compston. And Highland has it in a four-point lead. Pass to your side, Habiger, back in the corner. And across midcourt, rather grabbed by Troyer. Out top to Habiger. On the right wing to Ashley Moore. Lobs inside, Joplin Yoder. Her shot can actually knock to the floor, and Trow will actually be tied up. Tied up. Great defense by Cheyenne Chuff, though. And that'll be the turnover on the Lady Hawks.
Yeah, good defense by Cheyenne Chuff. She got a little help side defense from Geiser there. Great that jump ball.
Evie Mass back in for Trish Troyer. 3:40 to play in the half. 25-21 is the score in favor of Highland. Wayndale has the ball. Kylie Geiser into the front court. Works it against Evie Mass. Picks the right wing on the pass. Down to Georgia Persinger. Up, pass goes to Kylie Geiser. Drive, lane, left wing layup high off the glass. No good. Rebound by Chup. Her putback is good.
Another offensive board for Cheyenne Chup.
She has six. Two-point ball game. Drive. Ashley Bullet shot off the glass. No good. Rebound, Joplin Yoder. Her putback is going to be no good. Rebound goes to Cheyenne Chup. Wayne, no ball. They're down by two, 25-23. 3:07 to play in the half. Kylie Geiser to the front court, has it out top. Now the Cheyenne Chup, right wing to Alyssa Geiser. Shovels it out top to McKenna Bainey. Bainey crossover left wing. Still with the dribble. On the right point to Alyssa Geiser. Bounce pass right to the foul line to Bainey. She'll hold onto it. Hands it off out top to Alyssa Geiser. Step back, can't get the shot off. Gets the hand off instead to Cheyenne Chup. She'll have it out top. Chup picks it up too soon. Bounce pass goes to Bainey, though. Top of the key to Kylie Geiser. Right wing back to Persinger as they work the ball around the perimeter. Into the corner now, grabbed by Kylie Geiser. Takes it to the baseline, under the bucket. Geiser cut off, spins around. Her pass goes to Alyssa Geiser. Shot no good, but a foul is called on Ashley Mullen. And a great cut to the basket by Alyssa Geiser.
Yeah, Matt, good point. Alyssa Geiser did a great job. She recognized your player was in trouble down the baseline. Did what you're supposed to do and cut to the basketball.
First team foul on the quarter on Highland. First personal on Ashley Mullen. Alyssa Geiser's at the foul line. Free throws up, and it's going to be good. She has 4 points for the 5'7 senior, averaging 13 a game and 4 rebounds per contest. A 69% free throw shooter. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies Player of the Game. You look for them on Facebook and Instagram and online at sixbunnies.com. Both free throws are good by Alyssa Geiser. 5 points for her. Her tied up at 25. First tie of the second quarter. Highland has the basketball. Stutzman back in. Pass left wing goes to Trish Troyer. Tries to hand it off, but throws it away instead. Six turnover on Highland. Here's Alyssa Geiser in transition for Wayndale. Backs it up to the corner. Pass inside the Cheyenne Chup. She'll back it in. Spins around. Chup shot left hand is going to be no good. Gets a rebound. Putback is going to be no good, but a foul on Ellie Habiger. And Chup goes to the foul line.
She's got three offensive boards here, playing really well in the second period to Cheyenne Chup.
First personal on Habiger. Second team foul on Highland. Chup has 6 points, all coming in the second. Free throw here is going to be knocked down. Cheyenne Chup, 6 foot senior, averaging 6.5 a game and 5 rebounds per contest. And now a Highland timeout. 26-25 Wayndale, 1:52 to play. First half, this is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Ream Pro partner, with combined knowledge of over 65 years, you know that you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Ream and all types of other furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call today, 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Don't let your home be without power. Call Holmesville Electric, your local Generac automatic standby generator dealer. Holmesville Electric has factory-certified technicians and carries a full line of parts and service kits for all your Generac needs. Call today, 330-279-4522, and really a back-and-forth first half, Troy.
Well, it's been everything we thought it would be. It's great defense, and teams are scoring the basketball when they need to. This has been what we thought it would, Matt.
Cheyenne Chup, 48% free throw shooter on the season. She buried the first free throw to give her team the lead. First lead for them in the second quarter. Second free throw is going to be good. Buries them both. Big first half for Cheyenne Chup. She has 8 points. 27-25 Wayndale. Highland has the basketball. Here's Ashley Mullen out top. Now to the left wing. Mullen surveys the defense. Left side, Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer is going to be in and out. No good. Rebound to the floor is knocked out top to Ashley Mullen. Back to Trish Troyer. Cross-court pass goes to Stutzman on the right side. Thought about it. Now dribbles it to the foul line. Out top, Ashley Mullen. Gets the hand up on the left side. Here's Ashley Mullen with the basketball on the left wing. Dribbles it back to the left side. Now backs it up near that midcourt line. Mullen directing traffic out top for Highland. Now calls out the play. 1:14 to play in the half. Left wing, the Trish Troyer. Now a three-pointer is going to be no good. Out top goes to Kylie Geiser. Highland got the shot they wanted, not able to knock it down. Knocked loose, meanwhile, by Ashley Mullen off the leg of Kylie Geiser, and that will be a Wayndale turnover. That's their fifth.
Yeah, good hustle play there by Ashley.
And now Joplin Yoder will check in for Highland, joining Mallory Stutzman, also Macy Mullet checking in, and Ashley Mullet, along with Trish Troyer. Ashley has the basketball. Under a minute to play in the first half, Highland down by two. Mullet gets the hand off to Macy Mullet, dribbles it out top. Get the hand off to Trish Troyer. Now to Ashley, high on the right side. Dribbles it to the foul line. Kicks the right wing back over to Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer is going to be knocked down this time, and Highland has the lead.
Yeah, Trish Troyer stepped right into that one coming off the screen.
Her first points of the game on that three-point basket, 28-27 Highland. Wayndale ball. Drive. Kylie Geiser, scoop shot good with the left hand.
Excellent take.
7 points for Kylie Geiser. Make it 29-28, Wayndale now. Highland ball to the corner. Trish Troyer's pass inside to Joplin Yoder. Her shot off the glass, no good. Rebound grabbed by Alyssa Geiser. 15 seconds to play in the half. Wayndale has the ball. Into the front court. Kylie Geiser hands it off to Alyssa Geiser out top. Her three-pointer high in the air, going to be no good. Rebound goes to Trish Troyer. 3 seconds. Ashley Mullen. Shot at midcourt by Mullen. Going to be... Another buzzer beater.
My goodness.
Unbelievable. And yet it's not, because it's Ashley Mullen.
Oh, my goodness.
How about that to close out the half?
Woo!
Halftime score. Highland 31, Wayndale 29. Take a deep breath. We'll be back after this on WKLM.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerain Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerain has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerain provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomerainHospital.org.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with four great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships for the 2023-2024 academic year should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. The deadline for new scholarship applications is March 24th. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. The deadline for renewal applications is March 10th. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabaugh Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabaugh knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabaugh Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabaugh Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
This is Matt Kinsey. At First Federal Community Bank, our mission is to empower the financial well-being of our community one person at a time. Through integrity and quality, we earn the trust of our customers and exceed their expectations. First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community since 1898. Serving your banking needs in Dover, New Philadelphia, Yorksville, Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. First Federal Community Bank, member FDIC.
It is halftime here at Wayndale. What a dandy it's been so far for the first half. Highland a 31-29 lead at the half. Back and forth we went throughout the entire first half. Highland a 17-15 advantage after one after a buzzer beater by Ashley Mullet to close out the first. Six lead changes and also two ties in the first. Highland had the two-point lead. And then in the second quarter, again, four more lead changes, one more tie. Each team scored 14 in the second quarter, including the buzzer beater just past midcourt by Ashley Mullet to close out the half. And Highland, a 31-29 lead at halftime over Wayndale. For Highland, leading the way, of course, was Ashley Mullet. Mullet in the first half going 3-for-4 from three-point distance and also 2-for-3 from two-point range. Mullet had 13 first-half points. Also 9 points scored by Joplin Yoder. She was 4-for-5 from two-point range and 1-for-2 for the foul line for her total of 9 points. 6 points scored by Macy Mullet on 2 3-point baskets. 3 points for Trish Troyer. That rounded out the Highland total of 31. For Wayndale, leading the way for them, that was Cheyenne Chupp, and she was 3-of-5 from two-point range, 2-for-3 from the foul line. Chupp had 8 first-half points. 7 points scored by Kylie Geiser, 6 for McKenna Bainey, 5 points scored by Alyssa Geiser, 3 for Georgia Persinger. Of course, Odessa Miller had to go out due to the injury in the first half, did not return, and that rounded out the Wayndale total of 29. Halftime score, Highland 31, Wayndale 29. Now for the first half team numbers, here's Troy Fritz.
And thank you very much, Matt. For Highland in the first half, they would go 6 of 12 behind the arc, good for 50%, while Wayndale was 3 of 10 for 30%. From the two-point range, it'd be Wayndale going 8 of 15, good for 53%, while Highland would go 6 of 9 for 67%. From the free throw line, Highland would just shoot 2. They'd make 1 of them going 50%, while Wayndale also 50% at 4 of 8. Rebounding advantage goes to Wayndale's. They grab 14 rebounds compared to Highland's 11.
Highland will commit 6 turnovers, Wayndale just 5 in the first half.
Individually for Wayndale, rebounding-wise, 4 boards for Cheyenne Chubb, 3 at the offensive end, 3 rebounds for McKenna Beatty, and 3 boards for Alyssa Geiser. For Highland leading the way, Ashley Mullen had 4 rebounds, and also 3 rebounds apiece for Mallory Stutzman and Joplin Yoder. And Troy, what a first half that was.
Well, I don't know if we could have scripted a better first half for that, and somebody, you know, if Ashley's not shooting, well, they just need to tell her to go back to half court, because that's where she's making them at night. But, you know, Wayne, what a great job. I mean, for Wayndale here tonight, McKenna Benny's played a great first half, and Cheyenne Chupp really got hot there in the second half, which has kept them rolling here. But, you know, it's a great play game on both sides so far.
No doubt about that. Halftime score again, Highland 31, Wayndale 29. Back with the second half after this on WKOM.
Discover your passion and prepare for your future with Buckeye Career Center. Now is the time to enroll for next school year. Visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org to review our over 30 high school programs in addition to our 2 new programs, including dental assisting and fire and EMS technology. Other programs to consider are CAD, commercial truck, culinary arts, medical assisting, and masonry. 97% of the class of 2022 was employed, enrolled in college, or enlisted in the military following graduation. Join us to find out why we are Buckeye Proud.
Hey, you, are you looking for driveway or base materials? I know just the place to go. D&M Rocks in Millersburg. They have shale products and culvert pipe, and they deliver. Or maybe you're looking for landscape supplies. D&M Rocks has that too.
Stop and see them on the hill behind Jitters, or give them a call to set up a delivery at 330-473-6020.
D&M Rocks.
Ready to turn back time? This is Dr. Emily Reeser of Dr. Brad Welsh & Associates. PDO threads are a non-surgical, minimally invasive way to achieve a youthful and lifted appearance. These dissolvable threads are skillfully placed under the skin to stimulate your body's natural collagen production. PDO threads can be used to address a wide range of concerns, including sagging skin, wrinkles, fine lines, and more. To see before and after pictures and the other cosmetic injection services we provide, visit our website at drbradwelsh.com. To schedule a consultation, give us a call at 330-674-4876.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Hobron's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
And once again, this game being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of our Claxton communication team of Casey Claxton, who is producing tonight's live stream coverage, and Sean Troyer working the cameras. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's game. We're also, of course, on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Michael Hammond back at WKLM Sports Central. Matt Coy alongside Troy Fritz for the broadcast as we begin the start of the second half. Highland ball goes cross court to the corner to Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer is knocked down.
That's the way to start.
Trish Troyer, her second three-pointer she's made tonight. 6 points for her, and Highland now a 34-29 lead.
So good she twisted up the net again.
That's been twisted a few times. Wayndale has the basketball. Going from right to left of the second half. Here's Kylie Geiser with it across the timeline. Pass passed right out of the foul line. Cheyenne Chop holds onto it. Looking out top goes to Alyssa Geiser. Deep three-pointer by Geiser up in the air. Off the mark. Rebound goes to Mallory Stutzman. Highland ball. Ashley Mullet to the front court. Her three-pointer's up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound grabbed under the basket by Alyssa Geiser. Wayndale ball down by 5. Kylie Geiser across midcourt. Guarded by Evie Mass. Dribbles the left point. Now to the foul line. To the left wing. Her three-pointer's going to be no good. Rebound knocked to the floor. Goes out of bounds. That'll be off of Georgia Persinger, and Highland will have the basketball. Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years. Located in Millersburg and serving the surrounding areas. Call or text 330-695-3000 for your roofing and siding needs. Highland ball, Joplin Yoder gets the handoff down to Ashley Muller. Her shot for the foul line is going to be in and out. No good. Rebound. Knocked to the corner. Goes out of bounds off the hands of Joplin Yoder. Couldn't quite corral it. And it'll be Wayndale basketball. A minute into the third quarter. Wayndale ball down 34-9. Kylie Geiser in the backcourt. Crossover across the timeline now. Geiser to the foul line. Cut off. Pass inside. Knocked to the floor. Dove after and tied up. And the arrow will stay with Wayndale. 6:45 to play in the third, and it'll be Lady Golden Bears to inbound it beneath their own backboard. Georgia Persener lobs it out top, corralled by Kylie Geiser. Her own foul circle. Dribbles it, drives to the lane. Her shot left hand off the glass, no good, but she drew the foul on Evie Mast.
Yeah, good play there for Wayndale. Set that up out of that inbounds. Overloaded the right side, just got an isolation play. Let Kylie drive her personal to the basket.
And she did that very effectively. The third personal on Evie Mast of the game. First team foul on Highland in the quarter. Kylie Geiser, the free throw, that's going to be knocked down. Kylie Geiser now has 8 points for the contest. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Village Motors. Michael Hamm reporting all the area basketball scores for you. That second free throw, no good. Rebound goes to Evie Mast. Highland ball up 34-30. Ashley Mullet to the front court. 6.5 to play, third quarter. Mullet to the foul line, to the lane. Her left hand layup off the glass, no good. Rebound goes to Cheyenne Chop. Alyssa Geiser has it for Wayndale across the timeline. Takes it right wing. Backs it up near midcourt. Crossover to the foul line. Alyssa Geiser backs up to the left side. Out top goes to Kylie Geiser. Crossover. On the right point goes to Cheyenne Chop. Along the perimeter. Now the left point to Alyssa Geiser. Takes the left wing. Back in the corner. Knocked out of bounds by Mallory Schlitzman. Will stay with Wayndale. There's no pointing the other way. You were right, Troy, initially, but they pointed the wrong direction.
Yeah, they did indeed.
And now Macy Mullet, the freshman, checks in for Evie Mast for Highland. Kylie Geiser now to inbound it. Her pass goes to Cheyenne Chop. Right of the foul line to McKenna Bainey. Shovels it out top to Alyssa Geiser. Inside goes to Cheyenne Chop. Couldn't handle the pass, though. Brad left the ricochet by Bainey. Her layup going to be no good, but she was fouled on the opportunistic play by Bainey, drawing the foul on Joplin Yoder.
Bainey did the right thing. She picked up that loose ball, went right to the hole, and she got Joplin Yoder to commit the foul.
Her first personal, second team foul on Highland. McKenna Bainey at the charity stripe. Bainey lines it up. Free throw is good. Make it 7 points now for McKenna Bainey. 34-31 Highland. Wayndale inching closer right here. Second free throw going to be in and out. No good. Rebound goes to Stutzman. Highland ball. Ashley Mullet with it across the timeline. Right wing goes to Macy Mullet. Back to Ashley High on the right side. Inside Joplin Yoder. She'll back it in. Yoder. Shot off the last one, be good.
That's a nice, strong move.
Joplin has 11, 36-31 Lady Hawks. Wayndale ball. Here's Kylie Geiser. Crossover out top. 5.5 to play in the third. Out top to Cheyenne Chup now. On the right wing to McKenna Bainey. Out top, Kylie Geiser. Drive, baseline, her layup off the last, no good. Rebound goes to Stutzman. Highland ball. Here's Ashley Mullet to the front court. Her three-pointer top of the key going to be knocked down. Pull up three for Ashley Mullet. She has 16 points for the game, her fourth three-pointer. 39-31 Highland. Wayndale ball, Kylie Geiser to the front court. Out top, Cheyenne Chop. On the right wing, goes to Bainey. And timeout called by Wayndale. 5 minutes to play in the third, 39-31 Highland. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM.
Hello, this is Danielle Scott. Privileged to be a part of the Yoder Lumber team for the past 3 years as a customer service and inside sales rep. Yoder Lumber has several hundred thousand feet of green and kiln-dried Appalachian hardwood available. Visit our showroom located 5 miles south of downtown Millersburg. If you are looking for a new career, please visit our offices to fill out an application or go online at yoderlumber.com.
After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Monies Player of the Game, offering design styles in both traditional and glitter. You'll never have to worry about looking good on game day. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram, and shop online at SixMonies.com. Six Monies, where quality and service never go out of style. Highland all of a sudden has an 8-point lead here in this third quarter, Troy.
Yeah, and Wayndale, good timeout there. I like what they did because they really need a bucket here. So they're going to set something up and get a good opportunity here. But, you know, Highland's come out here on fire shooting well, Matt.
Highland, of course, this will cap off their regular season. Then it'll be tournament time for them next Wednesday. They'll host TCC. Wayndale has another regular season game to go. A tough game on Thursday against Chippewa. Then their postseason begins next Wednesday.
It doesn't get any easier for them.
Wayndale basketball out of the timeout. Highland Geyser's pass goes out top to Georgia Persinger. Left of the foul circle to Alyssa Geyser. Entry pass inside Cheyenne Chop. Her shot left hand is going to be no good. Rebound juggled. Grabbed by Alyssa Geyser. Under the basket and going to be tied up. And I believe the arrow points to Highland.
It does indeed.
So Highland will have it. Rebounded in the turnover for Wayndale. And they'll have their sixth of the game. Highland basketball. Ashley Mullett to the front court. Dribbles it out top. Now drive past the corner. Mallory Sussman. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound knocked a couple of times. Grabbed finally by Trish Troyer. Three-pointer by Ashley Mullett. It's going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Knocked out of bounds off of Wayndale's hands. And Highland will keep the basketball.
Yeah, Highland's got active hands keeping the ball alive down there.
Ellie Haberger in for Joplin Yoder. Highland this 8-point lead. And Sussman has still yet to score in this game.
Yeah, everybody else is really doing the job here for Highland. Mal's doing a great job on the board. She's got six rebounds this evening.
Audrey Troyer checking in. Cheyenne Chup out. Now left wing, Ashley Mullen out top now to Mallory Sussman. Her 15-footer knocked down.
That's all we had to do is talk about it.
She hurt us her first two of the game. Mallory Sussman from that free throw line distance. It'll be Mainville basketball down 41-31. Kylie Geyser to the front court. Crossover out top. Drive to the baseline. Shovels it out top now to Georgia Persinger. And she'll find Troyer. Dumps it inside, a cutting Alyssa Geyser, who lays it up and in.
Yeah, good backdoor cut by Geyser.
7 points for Geyser. Three-pointer meanwhile by Sussman, knocked down again.
Oh, my.
We must have made her mad.
She's way out there.
5 points straight for Mallory Sussman. 44-33 lead for Highland. And just midway point of the third quarter. But again, pick your poison for this Highland group.
Well, Mal's got that shooter's mentality. It doesn't matter if she's missing, because she's going to keep shooting the basketball.
Wayndale has the basketball. Here's Kylie Geyser, who dribbles it across midcourt. Now to the left wing. Drive, scoop shot left hand, no good. Rebound, knocked to the floor. Dove after and grabbed somehow by Ashley Mullett. Her quick pass, though, thrown out of bounds. This one tried to save it but couldn't do it. So rebound and then a turnover for Highland. That'll be their seventh. Wayndale ball down by 11 right now. Of course, Odessa Miller injured in the first half, did not return. Drive to the baseline, reverse layup by Bainey is good.
What a great move by McKenna Bainey.
9 points for Bainey for the ballgame. 44-35 Highland. Highland ball three-pointer by Stutzman is going to be good again.
Oh, she's heating up.
Woo! 8 straight points. Mallory Stutzman all coming in the third quarter. 47-35 Highland. Wayndale ball. Kylie Geyser drive. Shot left hand, no good. Rebound to the four. Will be tipped in the hands of Trish Troyer. Highland ball, cross-court pass to Ashley Mullett, spins around, kicks the right side to Ellie Haberger. Now to Macy Mullett, left wing, Sussman, three-pointer's going to be no good that time. Rebound, Macy Mullett, her putback is no good. Rebound to the floor, grabbed again by Macy Mullett. And she'll be knocked to the floor, it looks like. And it's going to be, or will it be a foul or no? It's going to be Highland basketball either way.
Not sure what the call was, but it is going to stay with Highland.
So apparently knocked out of bounds, and Highland's going to have it. Inbounded to Joplin Yoder. Out top now to Mallory Stussman. Backs it in. The handoff to Ashley Mowat on the left wing. Dumps it inside, Joplin Yoder. Here's shot off glasses. Oh, good, what a move.
Joplin's post moves have just gotten better and better as the year went on, and that might have been the best one I've seen.
Some nifty footwork, and she has 13 points. 49-35 lead for Highland. Wayndale ball. Drive. Pass to the corner. Here's Bainey. Back to Kylie Geyser. Her three-pointer for the left wing going to be knocked down.
A la Caitlin Clark. Step back and knock it down.
Yeah, they're going to call that a two-point basket, says the official. Highland ball passes inside the Joplin Yoder. Another up-and-under move. Her shot no good that time. Gets her own rebound. Now to Evie Mast. To Ashley Mullett. Left wing Stutzman. Inside back to Ellie Haberger and gets called for traveling. Trying to make a move along the baseline. The eighth Highland turnover.
And I was going to compliment that was a nice move, too. Yes. But she got an extra step, so...
2:11 to play in the third. McCoy alongside Troy Fritz for the broadcast. Macy Mullett checking back in for Ashley Mullett. And Highland a 12-point advantage. And in batted where it's grabbed in the backcourt by Audrey Troyer, the freshman guard. Dribbles it across the timeline. I guess Evie Bast. Picks it up too soon. Bast pass, though, goes to Cheyenne Chupp on the right wing. Chupp picks it up, guarded tightly by Joplin Yoder. Nowhere to go with it.